This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis with the Old Trailblazer. Let me remind you of my address quickly. I often forget to give you that. It's Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. And we bring you these studies on the demon possession and Satan's grand aim. We're looking at some of the manifestations of demon spirit. But I want to bring you another one of our choir songs right quickly. So let me cue it up. If you listen, then I'll give you how you can get some of these things. Come on, choir. Such love. You know anything about that love, my friend? Has the love of God been shed abroad in your heart? Oh, what grace. What grace to know the Lord. Old Trailblazer, just happy as a whatever, because Christ died for sinners. That I can go forth sending out that message. Christ died for sinners. Let me get back to this CDs that we offer you here. We have 9 of these CDs. Let me just read you the titles of some of these on this one particular. Wounded for me, Zion stands with hills surrounded. My sins are gone. Jesus put himself in my place. Still sweeter every day. Precious blood. New name in glory. He died for me. No one ever cared like Jesus. And the shepherd of love. Blessed Redeemer. Honey in the rock. We played that last time. All of those, my friend, and more. And there's 9 of them. We have them. They're $5 each by our late radio choir. We used to have a beautiful choir. And they could sing under the power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. But we're bringing you a study now on the demon possession, demon spirits, the grand aim of Satan. And we're just giving you some of the manifestations of demon spirits, showing you what happens. And let's look. Let me call your attention to another type of demon possession. That is emphasis that is put on visions and dreams in the religious life of many of our folks. Multitude of our folks believe that the greater the vision you have, the greater the assurance that you're saved. Many so-called churches today require a vision from the folks before they will accept them into membership. This shows how great the power of demon spirits are in our churches and in our religious life. Oh, we've had preachers right here and tell us about the dreams and want to know if we'd interpret them. No, my friend. No, I can't do that. But listen, I just can't do it. I know every demon-possessed individual who lives by visions and dreams and rests on his hope of salvation and the assurance of his salvation on such, always quotes from the second chapter of Acts, and your men shall, old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions, and the demon spirit will satisfy you with that scripture and damn your soul to hell. God help us, my friend. As I mentioned in our last study, the Lord has not spoken to one individual audibly since the canon of the scriptures was closed when he spoke there to the old Apostle John. I've met many who base their salvation upon a vision. They say, I saw the picture of Christ, and he was holding out his hand, pleading with me to come to him, and now I know I'm saved. Now, my friend, that was a picture of the Antichrist you saw. No man has a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. When you walk in the church and you see those pictures, some of them are so well done, if you want to call it that. They have lights shining on them and soft blue lights and all. My friend, listen. That's a picture of demons. Satan personified. No man has a picture of the Lord. You say, oh, it was like the picture I've seen on my wall. That picture is an image. That picture is an idol. You just stop and think. When you go to prayer, your mind will run straight to that picture. You think nobody's ever seen the Lord Jesus Christ, my friend. No. And you see all of these statues and statuettes in some of our modern day churches and in our modern day hospital. No one knows what the Lord looks like. And all these movies that's been generated now on the Passion of Christ, and that's a demon possession to the nth degree, my friend. Listen, the picture is man's fancy or man's idea. It is idolatry to the nth degree. Back of that idol is a demon spirit that you're worshiping, and you came to an idol and not to Christ. Now, it might have been a vision of a saint, a vision of heaven, or a vision of hell. All of it was nothing but a created idol of your subconscious imagination, and that is an idol worship, pure and simple. The reason for that idol is because you're in fellowship with a familiar spirit, a demon spirit. The whole system of your religious life is the worship of demons, and all of that is manifestation. You have are manifestations of demons. Now, my friend, I know what I'm talking about. We're not talking about if you a raving maniac with horns on your head. No, these are gentle people, my friend. Sophisticated, business people, businessmen, and all of those things. Oh, but listen, you ask, Pastor, how can I know that I'm worshiping Christ? Let me answer that question by asking you a question. Have you ever been lost? Have you ever taken your place as a lost sinner before God? Have you ever been brought to the place that you saw yourself with no righteousness, that you were only filthy rags? Were you made to lie at the feet of Christ and cry out for mercy with all hope gone? Every sinner who's ever awakened to his lost condition sees himself worthless and as no value to him, and he comes to the Lord crying. And listen, when that came to pass, when you saw yourself worthless and hopeless and helpless and doomed and damned, did the Holy Spirit reveal Christ to you through the Word as the one who died for you? What is your hope, my friend? Is it on a dream or a vision? Is that what you base your hope on? No, sir. The old Trailblazer hope is that Christ died. My hope is Christ died. I told you about an old preacher we used to have here. He sung this little song. He said, I'm Happy Jack and nothing at all, but Jesus Christ is my all in all. He had about a dozen verses to that little song. I wish I could remember, but I remember that one. I think that was the chorus. Oh, listen, have you come to realize by the work of the Holy Spirit through reading God's Word that your sins were laid on Him? How do you know that Christ died for you? He reveals it to you through His Word, not through a dream, not through a vision, not through a book floating down the creek, not none of those things, my friend. I've known people in my early days who could, under the power of demon possession, they could make a piano walk across the floor. You say, no, yes, sir. They could make a piano move about the floor by demon spirits. Now, my friend, demons are powerful people, powerful identities, whatever they are. Listen, Christ became your all-sufficient Lord and Savior, and that's basically all you want to talk about. No longer are you aware. No longer are you concerned about visions and dreams. You know where God reveals himself to the sinner? Through the Word. Through the Word. He said, I'm not willing that any should perish. He said, my arm is not short that I cannot save. He said, all come unto me that you might have rest. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I've talked to folks who've gone through that demon possession stuff, and they were so relieved when Christ was revealed to their heart. Demon possession puts the emphasis on the goodness of man. The Holy Spirit puts the emphasis on man's ruined condition. Demon's possession puts the emphasis on faith, magnifies faith. The Holy Spirit magnifies the object of your faith, the Lord Jesus Christ. Demon possession puts the emphasis on what you believe. The Holy Spirit puts the emphasis on whom you believe. God help us in this hour, my friend. Oh, we sing that song here. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. All of the ground is sinking sand. My friend, what's your hope? What is your hope? The old Trailblazer's been true to your soul many, many years now. I've been out riding old Dan up and down this radio world, preaching the gospel, bringing you the truth. Man is a sinner and nothing at all. But Jesus Christ is our all in all. That's our hope, my friend. My hope is not in visions and dreams. Those things are all of Satan. All of Satan. Satan's a good old devil, my friend. He's up and about his business day in and day out, seeking those whom he may devour. That word means to intimidate. He'll intimidate you, my friend. He'll make you intimidated so that you can't seek the Lord. Would you do that? Would you ask the Lord to open your eyes and let you see just a little of what demon possession is all about? If it'll scare you to death, my friend. It'll scare you to death. That's the reason I asked you to write and get this little book on the Spirit World by Clarence Larkin. And I've told you before, if you fail to understand it or fail to like it, I'll give you money back. And you can give the book to someone else, maybe a friend. But my friend, time is so short. Time is so short. You and I are running out of time, my friend. Oh, the evening sun is sinking, my friend, in my life. It is. It is. But I'm trying my best as the Lord gives me strength. Go forth preaching the gospel. Be an instant, in season and out of season, reprove and rebuking, and bringing you these studies based on God's Word. Oh, my friend, it's God's Word. Now, in our next study, next time we're going to look at baptism with the Holy Spirit. Baptism with the Holy Spirit. I hope you'll tune in our next study. Holler back across the fence and tell your neighbor, Old Trailblazer is coming on. Turn in, would you? Remember my mailing address? The Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box, 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. Goodbye and God bless you.